Okay.
I can run up on you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you would go also?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it wasn't
just... I went from a baby on to I went to school.
Oh, and then Pat started going.
No, Pat was older. But see, I was the one that was the baby.
So you were sort of toted along.
And so I had to go to work with my mom at that time because she didn't have nobody to leave me.
Okay.
So I would get to go to Mr. house.
Okay. But Pat is the one who was being sent to this class.
Uh-huh. She went to college. So he gave her money.
He gave her the money to go
to
college?
He gave her some money.
Some money to go to college.
Wow. Huh? So now that house is a historic.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So you know a historic site.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You probably
you worked
really
in
well.
A historic site. You know it. You worked in any other historic sites that we don't know about?
No. I liked it, but I did. He, you know, he liked to drink, and he couldn't hardly wait till I get there every morning. So one morning he met me at the door. He said, "Here, Janie," he'd give me a $20 bill. "Here, Janie, go get me a pint," whatever it was. So one morning I come done, went to get the pint. I was glad of that because he'd tell me to keep the change. I know I'd have some money. He'd say, "Keep the change." He'd give me a $20 bill. I don't forget what it cost, but it didn't cost that $20. Uh-huh. I crammed that in my pocket. I said, "Now I know I got some money." And one morning I come strutting out of there. I met up with he done died of laughing. He said, "Oh, I got you now. I done caught you coming out the whiskey store. I'm going to tell it all over the Roswell.
Oh.
I'm going to tell it everywhere I go." He's just dying of laughing. Mm-hmm. And it upset me so, worried me so, and I thought he wasn't teasing. I thought, "Well, now he will tell this." I said, "Well, he just have to tell it. I don't know." And he'd give me the track, "Keep the change." He'll be waiting on me at the door. He had his money in his hand. "Here, Janie, go get me a pint," or whatever it was. And the man in the store know, he said, "I know what you want. Give me this money." I take the money, I pay for it, and he give me the change back. And I light out back. And then one morning we was coming, me and him, he had went to the store. He didn't care who he hit. I'd be so scared. He'd be driving, hitting people, bumping them. He wouldn't even stop.
Really?
He wouldn't stop. It's a wonder the police didn't get him. He wouldn't stop. He hit somebody. He wouldn't, but I don't think he done too much damage. Yeah, it was a sight. It's a sight.
So that was your first job every morning,
mm-hmm.
was to,
yeah.
to get him something?
Mm-hmm.
He sounds like he was a real character.
Mm-hmm.
That was another thing you made me think about that since you mentioned his car. Was did you have a car to get to the places that you worked?
Mm-hmm. I had old piece of car.
Old piece of car.
No, I wasn't letting nobody hit that because that was my way to get around.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning, it'd be so cold. I remember a lot of mornings I'd get stuck. Mm-hmm. Can especially live. Oh, Lord, I'd think about all that junk.
What kind of car did you have when you first came to Roswell? Did y'all have a car?
Mm-mm.
Y'all didn't have a car when you first came to Roswell?
What kind of car did I have on a car?
I don't know. I'm asking.
I didn't have no car.
So how did y'all get around? How did y'all get to places?
Hmm?
How did y'all get to places when you first came to Roswell?
I ran with Slim's car.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see. So you borrowed a car or something, or mm-hmm. got a ride from them, or walked if it was close enough?
Mm-hmm.